I must admit, when I was a child, I was not always grateful to my parents for everything they were doing for me. It took me some time to realize how much they sacrificed for me. Showing gratitude was one of the simplest things to do, but somehow I didn't see a need for it. Maybe it was simply my immaturity. When I talk to young people today, I often see a similar pattern. Many of them just expect their parents to serve them and support them, not realizing that they should at least say thank you sometimes. Dear friends, there are so many people around us who make a difference in our lives. We need to acknowledge them and be grateful. Usually, our parents and grandparents don't expect much from us, especially when we are children and young people. However, our expressions of gratitude would bring them joy and brighten their days. I guess we need to choose an attitude of gratitude as we mature. Marcus Cicero said, "A thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all the other virtues." If we develop a skill of being grateful to others every day, we will take nothing for granted. We will see other moral qualities growing in our life. We should ask ourselves what we should be grateful for at the end of every day. As people of faith, we have to learn how to give thanks to God. A prayer of thanksgiving is very beautiful because we don't ask God for anything. We just show Him our appreciation for His help and graces we received from Him. It is a part of being a Christian to thank God and value those around us. In fact, each time when we gather at the Eucharist, we are called to give thanks to God within the church community. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. When some people tell me that they don't go to church because when they didn't get anything from Mass, I tell them that the primary goal to go to church is to thank God. Unfortunately, a mentality of consumerism is entering our churches too. We need to remember that worship is not about us. It is about giving thanks and honor to God. We don't come to church to be served. Of course, we do receive a lot of graces from every liturgy, but it is not our main reason for participating in Mass. Sarah Brefnack wrote, "When we offer thanks to God or to another human being, gratitude gifts us with renewal, reflection, and reconnection." What do you have to be grateful for at this moment of your life? Is there a person in your circle who is waiting for your expression of gratitude? When was the last time you thanked and praised God? Don't avoid saying thank you to the Heavenly Father and to other people. St. Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks." So I invite you now to spend a moment in silence thanking God for the gift of life and faith. Thank Him for those around you who love you and help you to be a better person every day.